Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Talking the big Titans matchup against the Steelers on Sunday. And to help us do that, we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Titans offensive tackle Dennis Kelly. Dennis, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And Dennis, I'm going to start. How much fun has it been so far for you and this offensive line to watch how dominant the offensive side of the ball has been? I mean, you guys have been lighting it up on the scoreboard every week.
Yeah, I definitely think it's been fun. It's a cool thing to be a part of. We have this feeling that we can score whatever we want to. So I think that is it's a cool thing to be a part of, and you know, hopefully we just continue to build off of it.
Dennis, obviously, you know, terrible news for Taylor Lewan, and I know all you guys in that room who are close with him. He seems to be handling it well with his normal sense of humor this week, but how tough is that, for you guys, and what has been the discussion about, you know, kind of rallying around him and then also, replacing him moving forward here?
Yeah, it obviously it sucks. You know, Taylor's such a great player, great leader for us. You can't really replace a player like that. And so, you know, we just come together. Our room is really, really close, like you mentioned. I think it's a really special group, and I think everyone kind of has the same mindset where, while it's unfortunate that Taylor's not, you know, going to be able to play with us for a while, we got to keep rolling. And so I think the whole next man up mentality is pretty evident, where guys are just like, okay, well, this is what we have to do. This is the situation that we have. So there's no reason to be upset about it or to be worried about it. This is what we just have to handle.
So, Dennis, how much confidence do you have in the offensive line, even without Taylor Lewan, that you guys can come in and kind of pick up where you've been playing and continue to move forward here offensively?
Yeah, no, I feel like our confidence is still pretty high. We have a lot of guys in that room that have played a lot of football, a lot of guys that know what to do and are ready for their opportunity when they get it. So I'm not concerned that, you know, there's going to be a huge drop-off. Like I said, like obviously Taylor's a great player, and you can't really replace him. But at the same time, I still think that we should be able to do what we want to do.
So Tyson Brailo has actually been in, you know, quite a bit this year. Taylor's had some other injuries previously where he had to leave games. So we've seen quite a bit of him out there. What, from your perspective, what have you seen from Ty? Do you think he's ready to jump into this role? And then also, obviously, then you think of the rookie Isaiah Wilson kind of coming up and moving up a peg here and needing to get ready. How has he responded the past few weeks? And what about his readiness moving forward to possibly contribute?
Ty has played a bit this year already. So it's not like it's going to be anything crazy. He's come in and done a great job of handling the kind of the sudden change aspect of it, of having to come in off the bench. He's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of different positions, so it's nothing new for him. And Isaiah, obviously, we've had a couple unique weeks the last couple weeks, and so, you know, trying to get back into this normal routine of a normal game week with a normal amount of time between games, I think should be good for him.
Titans offensive tackle Dennis Kelly on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Dennis, I'm curious, what's it like to block for a guy like Derrick Henry, who you know, like, literally at any second could pop the big play and change the game on a dime?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a fun thing or cool thing to be on that side of the ball with him. You know, it is. It's one of the things I kind of not find enjoyment out of, but kind of find interesting is during the game, you can hear defenders like kind of moan and groan after they have to tackle it. Like, you could, there's a mindset, even on the defense, where it's just like, damn, that guy's big, or damn, he hits them more than they hit him, and you can tell it starts to wear on them. And I do think that mentality-wise, that plays a big part in to a lot of his success.
And then what you guys get pinned deep, and it's like exciting for you. You're like, oh, all right, got a chance for Derek to go 95 here, right? Well, on those plays, Dennis, obviously you are working. You're working hard, but you know, on any of these long plays, have you had a chance at any point to sort of be like, okay, now I can just sort of watch this and enjoy it now that he's like 20, 30 yards ahead of me?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Like, once he gets, you know, 20, 30 yards away from me, I'm not catching him because no one else can catch him on the defense. So there is a point to watch how he separates from defenders. And I mentioned earlier this week just how it's really fascinating how it doesn't look on the field. It doesn't look like he's running really hard, but he just continuously pulls away from linebackers, defensive linemen, and then DBs as well. So, like, clearly he's running faster than them. And he does a great job of understanding angles and everything like that. So it is really cool to be able to, on a big play like that, to be able to kind of see him go to work.
Titans offensive tackle Dennis Kelly on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Dennis, a lot of fans on social media, they're making a big deal about Mike Vrabel and the too many men on the field thing, maybe doing that on purpose on Sunday. If that's the case, it's one of the most genius things I've ever seen in the history of football, to save about 40 seconds there. But even with that aside, like, being around Mike Vrabel and watching what he does, how would you describe, like, his football IQ level and just the acumen he has for the game?
You know, it's definitely one of the – his football IQ is one of the best that I've been around. And I think it's just very aware of every situation. It's very focused on making sure that you are aware of every situation. You know, it's kind of a whole team thing where we go over any type of possible situation to see in a way to help us win. And I think you kind of see that with the offense handling situational football pretty well so far this year. We go over it so much and so often that it does kind of become second nature. And when, you know, you look back at the Patriots game last year and, you know, that whole the back and forth between him and Belichick, like, there's a point where even guys on the sideline, it's like, oh, is this going to be, are we going to try something here? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? So I think he does a great job of building the awareness for everyone in that building.
So I know at that moment, Dennis, you guys are getting ready to, you know, to go back on the field knowing you're going to need, like, points in that game. So maybe you weren't, you know, paying attention to what's going on, but did you, in the moment, did you have any idea what was going on there with the too many men?
I didn't, because we were just getting done kind of doing our own, like, review on the sideline. So, saw that we got the penalty, but wasn't into the situation as much to fully understand what was going on at the time. So, obviously it worked out great for us, saved us some time, and, you know, we were able to win because of it.
So then you guys come back out, and I know it's just sitting there in the press box. I think most people, they're like, okay, well, they're just going to go down the field and score. And you guys did. And it's happened a lot this year. What is that confidence level in those moments and in Ryan Tannehill to make the right plays and for all the different guys catching passes to make big plays too?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I said, where we've practiced situational football so much that it's not anything crazy for us. We get into the huddle, everyone is unaware of the situation, and so I think everyone has it, and Ryan does a great job of being the leader and coming into that huddle and demanding everything from everyone in that huddle. And I think, obviously, the more and more we do it during the year, the more and more the confidence is going to get bigger because we've done it four of the five games and we've scored when we needed to. And so there's that built up confidence of if we need to go do something, we know we can. So let's just go do it.
So Dennis, obviously you're a guy that's played both left tackle and right tackle, and not every tackle obviously in the league is able to do that and have the skill set to have the versatility to play both left and right. What goes into that, and why do you think you've been able to do that so well in your career?
It can be challenging for some guys, especially if you play on one side for an extended period of time because you just start building that muscle memory and you start building that comfort level on either side. So when I was younger, when I was in Philly, I was to a point where I was just taking reps at everything I could. So if I was able to get left tackle reps, I'd take it. If I was able to get right tackle reps, I would take it. Guard, anything. Like, it was one of those things where if I wanted to play and I wanted to show them that, like, if anybody were to go down, that they could trust me. So I just tried to take every single rep that I could. And it kind of built this, I don't want to say mentality, because it was just one of those things where every day I was working on making sure I was taking care of both left and right side. I wasn't trying to, make sure I was great on one side and be like, well, let's just hope I don't have to go to the other side. I didn't want to have to come in and have the game plan be changed or affected in any way to kind of handcuff our offense. And so I tried to take a lot of pride in and making sure there was as minimal of a drop-off as there could be.
So, Dennis, I'm sure you've seen a lot of Steelers film by now, a lot of T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree in particular. How good are those guys? How good is this defense? What's the key this week to giving Ryan Tannehill time to throw?
Yeah, no, that defense is it's a very talented, very physical, very hard-playing defense, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for us because that's how we take pride in ourselves, especially as an offensive line, of being, having great work ethic, being very physical, bringing the fight to you. And so I do think it's going to really be like a strength for strength. And, we just have to, kind of not get intimidated by the fact that it's the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. It's the classical steel curtain. It's this, they're just coming after you nonstop. We need to kind of stand up against them and take the fight to them.
Okay, so I know you mentioned this, Dennis, but tell me the story again on you and Ben Jones actually were living together for a while. How did that all come about? What was that like?
Mm-hmm. So it's with everything going on with COVID, my mother-in-law is high risk, and she came in and asked for the help of my wife with the three kids while I was at camp, and they were doing some like a type of school. And so Ben and I got a townhouse to keep our family safe, so because we weren't entirely sure how everything was going to go, how the protocols were going to go, and just wanted to make sure we kept everyone safe. It timed out that my mother-in-law had some doctor's appointments, so she had to go back to where she lives. And so I used that time to come by and be able to see my family. Well, that was about 4 days before the outbreak hit. And so when I woke up to the notification saying we can't go into the building, we've had some cases, it was to the point where I was like, well, if I have it, my wife has it. And so I then quarantined in my house on the chance that if we were to have it, that we would have to parent the three little kids together instead of just making her struggle through COVID and having to parent through three kids. So it was kind of bad timing on my part. But, you know, having Ben as a roommate is always it's fun. You know, he's such a unique guy and he's such a fun guy with everything that he is. He's, I mean, you guys know how he is. He's just a very fun-loving guy. And so, you know, when we are staying together, it's, you know, nothing too crazy or anything like that. But we'll come in and watch dinner, watch a show, and then probably I'll just go up to our rooms and watch film and go to bed.
Who's better at doing the dishes?
Yeah, we don't do any dishes. We'll bring food from the facility.
Nice, good plan.
Very nice, Dennis. Last thing for you here. Big Ten scheduled to return to play football this weekend. What do you make of Purdue and the job that Jeff Brohm has done there with Purdue?
Yeah, you know, it's very exciting. Glad for the kids to get a chance to play. You know, I think he's done a great job. You know, obviously there are some dark times for Purdue a few years back, and so Brohm's brought an attitude and a mentality, kind of what I mentioned with us, where they can play with anyone and they can beat anyone. And, you know, it got to the point where I was just asking for Purdue to be competitive in games. And now, you know, I'm hoping they're winning and expecting them to win. And so, you know, just that mentality alone is clearly a sign of things going in the right direction. You know, he's done a great job getting some really talented players. And
Titans offensive tackle Dennis Kelly has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Hey, Dennis, great stuff, man. We appreciate you taking time to join us. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, Absolutely. Dennis.
You too. Great stuff there from Titans offensive tackle Dennis Kelly, breaking down what's going to be a very fascinating matchup against the Steelers on Sunday. We're going to talk more about that matchup on the other side of the break here on Robbie and Rex Road. But before we do that, Joe, you've got a word from FanDuel.
I do. I've got a Joe Rex Road stamp of approval on FanDuel and the FanDuel Sportsbook because sports betting is almost here in Tennessee. And users are getting $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 of free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required for the number one sports betting site in America. It's that for a reason. They got odds on all the biggest sports. They got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. Lots of games on there. It's easy enough for me to figure out quickly and play, and it's a lot of fun. And unlike other sports books, when you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. Right thing for you to do, download the FanDuel Sports app. Check out their app for yourself. When you sign up, register, use promo code Joe, J-O-E, so they know we sent you. You verify your account, $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Promo code Joe, $50 in site credit. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit non-withdrawable, expire 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789.
We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.